Yo, welcome to another episode of King's Roundtable. Yo, welcome to another episode of King's Roundtable. This is your host, Kenton Miller. I think we're on episode 7 right now. This episode isn't going to be really like about a bunch of topics or anything. This is kind of just like a little rant that I want to go on and explain a situation that I dealt with yesterday. One of my former teachers had told me to come up to my elementary school because they're filming a documentary that my cousin is making about the school and, like, the old principal, Ms. Marlboro. Just, like, the history of the school and, like, what it was built on and thoughts and morals, right? So I'm driving up to the school, you know, about to go through this interview for the documentary, and I pull up in the parking lot. As I pull up in the parking lot, I'm trying to figure out why there was there's a car kind of distant, but it's behind me. And I'm like, yo, what the heck? So I kind of stand still because I look back and I see, like, there's like a, you know, the barrier in like a police car where people get arrested. So I'm like, what is that? And I open my door a little bit. And only thing I hear is, don't get out the car. Turn your car off. I'm like, yo, what the heck? So I started shaking and stuff. So I'm like, yo, like, what's going on? And the two officers get out of their car. They're in the distance, though. The Asian officer, I don't know their names. The white officer got out the gate. He pulled his gun out right away. And I saw his gun just, like, pointed towards me from a distance. And I'm like, yo, what the heck? Like, what's going on? And they're like, well, put your hands where we could see him. Put your hands where you could see him. So I put my hands where they could see. I'm literally sitting there shaking, like literally in there shaking in the parking lot of my elementary school. And they asked me what my name was. I told them. And once I told them that, it kind of sounded like they realized it was the wrong person. And they came closer and asked me again what my name was. And I'm like, Kenton Miller, here's my ID, this and that. And they were like, did you just get shot at? They're like, yeah, well, shots were just fired and someone was in a black Volkswagen. And, okay, first of all, no black person drives a Volkswagen but me. But that's what they told me. And I'm like, okay, if I did get shot at, why did you hop out of your cars and instantly just pull your guns and point them at me? Like, that didn't make any sense to me. So, I don't know. I guess I fit the description. I don't know what it was. But my thing is this. I don't care if that's a procedure or you make a mistake or whatever. Like, me personally, I shouldn't have to deal with that. We're often caught in the thought of that police brutality only happens physically. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that was a situation where it happened mentally. Like, because it's going to... Can't even put it into word. It's going to mess up my mental from that day on. You know, like, I can't believe that type of thing happened to me, you know, to that degree. Like, a gun pointed at me, like, the least harmful person in the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that definitely bothered me. And when you see a white cop just aggressive, like, the way he got out of the car, I'm telling you, like, it was just aggressive. I'm like, yo, like, he seems angry and, like, excited for something like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got bullied when he was a kid, and this is the only job he wanted to get so he could feel tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just crazy. And it's kind of crazy because they really just went on about their day. Like, once I gave them my ID, like, they came to my car smiling and stuff, and they're like, oh man, sorry bud, like, yeah, they said there were shots fired, this and that. And then they just went on back in their cars and just left like it was nothing. And mind you, there was already other cop cars pulling up before that. So I'm glad the situation got deaded as quick as it did, because I feel like it definitely could have went left very fast. But yeah, I just feel like there's no place for that, you know, like in America in general. And it's crazy that, like, the last two episodes I did on my podcast, I was literally talking about what it's like to be black in America and things that we have to deal with just because we're black. Maybe it's my hair, you know, maybe it is. But I feel like after that moment, I never in my life wanted to be black as much as I want to now. Like, I don't want to cut my hair no more. Like, you know, like, I want them to feel irritated. Like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? He's like black. He's not trying to like fit in and just, you know what I'm saying, identify black. He's actually black. Like, you know, I don't want to fit into their bubble. I don't know. It's just crazy that it happened to me out of all people. But I feel like it was a learning experience, and I think I handled it well for it to just happen out of nowhere like that. You know what I'm saying? For no apparent reason, with no explanation or nothing, they just left. And I definitely will be trying to figure out who they were, so we can, you know what I'm saying, figure something out. You know, I just want an explanation or something, because that was wicked, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I already been paranoid this whole year, and that drove it up a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for you white folks that think, I don't know, do you think you can handle being black though? Like, for real? Because yeah, maybe I fit the description of whoever they were looking for, probably my hair, but I feel like it was solely because of my skin at the end of the day. That's what I really feel like. And I feel like they think just because you don't dye, they're like, well, I mean, he's all right. Like, that's the thing. They don't understand that they traumatized, like, all the black people that they didn't kill, but they harassed, they traumatizing them for the rest of their life. And they just going on about their day because what? Like, they just acting like it's nothing just because you didn't die. Like, well, you should be glad you're here. No, I don't want to have to mentally be scarred forever because you just picked a random car and maybe I fit the description and just picked on me in this situation. I don't like that whatsoever, because if that was happening to your niece or your brother, your sister, whatever, you wouldn't be happy at all. So I shouldn't have to deal with that type of stuff already. And you know what's already going on in the world today anyway. So I feel like that was a terrible way to do it. And I've never had any situation with no cop like that. And I never thought that the first one would be to the highest extent. Like, I've never had a gun pointed at me before. You know, like, that was crazy as hell. Like, and that was just fucked up. And I still have to go do an interview after that. Like, I didn't even know what to think. I'm like, yo, that really just happened to me? Like, you know, I don't even want to leave my house no more, honestly. I'm going to be honest. Like, that definitely just took a toll on me very fast. And I don't know. I feel like, but nothing can stop me, though. Like, that situation can't stop me. That's only going to push me more to be a voice for people that don't want to speak up or don't have the guts to. So I'm going to keep that up and keep talking and keep letting people know, you know, like, that these people are in the wrong. It's simple. We just want accountability. Like, it can't be so many mishaps, man. Like, it just seems like it's not a big deal because I'm here today speaking, but I shouldn't have to die for y'all to be like, yo, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen it too much. And I feel like, I don't know, God blessed me that yesterday. And I feel like it definitely could have went any other way, for sure. Like, there's no, I don't know, any other situation, it could have went. Two white officers, I don't know if I'd be here today. That's the only thing I'm going to say. If it was two white officers, I don't think I'd be here today. Because the Asian officer, I ain't gonna lie, he diffused the situation. Like, he was calm. The other one, he was aggressive and ready to pull his trigger. So I'm just glad it didn't go the wrong way. I'm here today to speak out and let you guys know. You know what I'm saying? I faced my first racial profiling situation. And from here on, I'm just gonna keep going, man. I can't let that deter me from anything. But I'm definitely probably about to go to college out of state, not gonna lie. I'm like Florida or something. You know, get a different venture out and see new stuff and see new people. But I thank you guys for listening. It's King's Roundtable. It's your host, Kenson Miller, and we out of here.